We continue with Mishnah Berurah Amud Yomi Hilchos Shabbos, Siman Reish Samach Aleph. We're in the middle of Sif Beis. The Rama tells us, "V'imrotze lahakdim el kabal alav haShabbos miplaga mincha ve'elach harshus biyado." If one would like to be makabal tosef haShabbos from plaga mincha and on, that is the appropriate time to do so. However, if one is makabal Shabbos before plaga mincha, the kabbalah is not a good kabbalah. The Mishnah Berurah explains that Plag Mincha is an hour and a quarter Shaos Manios before Shkia. There is also Machlokas HaPoskim quoted in the Mishnah Berurah whether this hour and a quarter of Plag Mincha is counted from Shkia back or from Tzeis. Obviously, if it is from Tzeis, then the time which one is allowed to be Makabel Tosef HaShabbos would be much later. However, if it is from Shkia, then it will be earlier. The Mishnah Berurah says that if one was Makabel Shabbos, an hour and a quarter of Plag HaMincha counting from Shkia, then one should be Machmir to count that as Tosef HaShabbos, and that is what we generally assume. However, one should be aware that according to some Shitas, this is not appropriate, and one would not be allowed to be Makabel Shabbos counting Plag HaMincha from Shkia. Sif Gimel. Misha Eino Baki Bashir Zeh, Yadlik Be'od HaShemesh Berosh HaIlonos. If one is not sure when the appropriate shear is to light candles, then one should do so when the sun is at the height of the trees. V'imhu yom ma'unan, if it is a cloudy day, you can't see the sun. Yadlik shar tarnagolin yoshim ala kor mevod yom. Then you should light candles when the roosters are sitting on the beam. V'imhu habasadash ain't sham tarnagolin, if you're in a place where there are no roosters. Yadlik kisha orvim yoshim bod yom. Then you should light when the ravens are sitting. The Mishnah Berurah says that if one has a watch, then they can go based on the watch to decide what time Shkia is as well. Sif Dalet, Achar Anias Barchu, Afal Pishadain Yomhu, Ein Ma'arvim Ve'ein Tomnin, Mishum Dehu, Kibble L'Shabbos Alei. If one has answered Barchu for Marv of Friday night, even if it is still daytime, it is not night yet, meaning they were Makabel Shabbos early and they davened Marv early, from that time on you cannot do an Eruv, and you cannot do Hatmana, meaning you cannot do those things which we said one would be permitted to do during Bein HaShemashos. You can no longer do them because you were Makabel Shabbos. Uvidan Hav Yamiris Mizmor Shir Yom HaShabbos, Kanyas Baruch Hu Lididhu. And for us, Mizmor Shir is like Baruch Hu in the time of the Gemara. And the Mishnah Berurah says that for us, who say L'chadodi, saying Bo Ichala, is like Kabbal Shabbos. So it is either Baruch Hu or Mizmor Shir Yom HaShabbos or L'chadodi of Bo Ichala. The Mishnah Berurah points out that this seems to be somewhat of a stira. If we are saying earlier in Hilchos Shabbos, we said that one is allowed to perform certain tasks during Bein HaShemashos, which would normally be prohibited. However, now we're saying if you recited Baruch Hu, meaning you were Makabel Shabbos early, then you can no longer do those tasks even during Bein HaShemashos. So the Mishnah Berurah explains that it is a difference between if Kabbal Shabbos was done by a Yachid or by the entire Tzibur. If it was only done by a Yachid early, then during Bein HaShemashos one would still be allowed to perform those tasks which we said are permitted. However, if the Kabbal Shabbos was done by the entire Tzibur, then one can no longer perform those tasks which we had said would normally be permitted during Bein HaShemashos. If the Kabbalah was done by the Tzibur, then they are prohibited. Nowadays, if one is not being Makabel Shabbos early in the summertime, rather, we are talking about the normal time of the year, then the Kabbalah Shabbos is done before Bein HaShemashos, Shemashos all the time. And this is the Kabbalah of the entire Tzibur, since it is done before Shkia. Even before we recite Baruch Hu, we're always being Makabel Shabbos before Shkia, since that is the time when Shabbos begins, and therefore it would appear that in most situations, the Heterim that we assume during Bein HaShemashos do not actually apply.